quit, I certainly ought to want to, and that I was willing to do anything in the world to stop drinking. I was willing to admit to myself that I had hit bottom, that I had gotten hold of something that I didn't know how to handle by myself. So after reviewing these things and realizing what liquor had cost me, I went to this higher power that, to me, was God, without any reservation, and admitted that I was completely powerless over alcohol, and that I was willing to do anything in the world to get rid of the problem. In fact, I admitted that from then on I was willing to let God take over instead of me. Each day I would try to find out what His will was and try to follow that, rather than trying to get Him to always agree that the things I thought up for myself were the things best for me. So when they came back, I told them. One of the fellows, I think it was Doc, said, "Well, you want to quit?" I said, "Yes, Doc, I would like to quit, at least for 5, 6, or 8 months, until I get things straightened up and begin to get the respect of my wife and some other people back and get my finances fixed up and so on." And they both laughed very heartily and said, "That's better than you've been doing, isn't it?" Which, of course, was true. They said, "We've got some bad news for you. It was bad news for us, and it will probably be bad news for you. Whether you quit 6 days, months, or years, if you go out and take a drink or two, you'll end up in this hospital tied down just like you have been in these past 6 months. You are an alcoholic." As far as I know, that was the first time I had ever paid any attention to that word. I figured I was just a drunk, and they said, "No, you have a disease, and it doesn't make any